Tomorrow, the president is expected to announce a plan to protect Americans against a smallpox attack. 500,000 troops and 450,000 civilian healthcare workers will be the first in line for the inoculations, which could begin as early as next month. It's expected the president will delay releasing the vaccine to the general public until 2004, when studies on a newer vaccine are complete. Earlier this week, NPR's Joanne Silberner went to a smallpox training session for Washington, D.C. area physicians, and she has this report.
27 doctors and nurses pack into a conference room at the Medical Society of the District of Columbia. Outside the office building, an ambulance heads towards one of the district's biggest teaching hospitals.
Hi, I think we'd like to start I'm Dan Ein. I'm chair of the Medical Society's Emergency Preparedness Committee, and I want to welcome you all today to listen to this really very timely, important, and crucial topic, and to be trained in the lost art of smallpox vaccination.
The instructor for the course is Dr. Daniel Lucy. He talks from a podium to students sitting at work tables around the room. He tells them this vaccine has problems.
As we know, the smallpox vaccine is our least safe vaccine. It's known and rarely that the vaccine can cause disease and has historically caused disease, sometimes life-threatening and sometimes fatal. About 1 in 1 million people who get vaccinated who have never been vaccinated before against smallpox have died due to the vaccine.
And 15 of every million have a life-threatening but treatable reaction. Only 3 doctors in the room have ever vaccinated anybody with the smallpox vaccine. And even for them, the equipment has changed a little in the 3 decades since routine vaccination ended. Lucy moves over to her work table with a glass vial full of long needles.
So what you do is take your bifurcated needle and get
pairs of doctors huddle over small cubes of soft plastic that feel like a person's upper arm.
So what you want to do is pick a spot and go through the skin and then up and down 15 times in that same spot.
One of the students is 25-year-old Jonathan Malka. His partner is one of the 3 doctors in the room who's old enough to have actually given the vaccine. They put on their gloves and get ready to work. They've got a needle with a tiny fork at the end, which in real life would hold a tiny droplet of vaccine. Live virus that's similar to smallpox, but not similar enough to cause the disease. As Professor Lucy explains, Malka gives it a try. It makes kind of a pop.
Well, this is artificial. Basically, just go through the skin.
The thing is, when to stop.
Everyone has plenty of questions for Professor Lucy, including Malka.
What kind of care does a patient need after the vaccination?
Lucy tells the group that the dressing needs to be changed every day. The live virus creates a pustule that turns into a scab that falls off after 3 weeks. But for those 3 weeks, the area sheds live virus that can cause disease in people with weakened immune systems or other problems. So people who've been vaccinated are contagious. Malka is concerned about getting vaccinated himself, which all the doctors will have to do, because he might infect his patients. Daniel Ein of the Medical Society vaccinated people for smallpox in the 70s. He and the others agree the answer is to keep the vaccination scab covered. He says concerns like that will be routine this time around.
Everything from what you tell patients, what their expectations are, what our fears and concerns are, liability issues, being sure that we haven't overlooked something that could cause a complication.
As for liability, there's a provision in the Homeland Security Act that would protect doctors come January. No one in the room asked about whether they'd be paid to give vaccinations, but a D.C. Department of Health official says that's being worked out. At the end of the session, all 27 doctors and nurses got laminated cards from the Department of Health saying they're qualified to give the vaccine. Malka says he'd do it.
Yes, we're ready, but we got to be careful in who we're going to give it to and how.
He says it's a horrible virus and a horrible vaccine. But he and the others in the room said they feel like they've got to do something. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.